Blog Talk Radio.
Up in life, he just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat of the mic. He feels so unlike everybody else, alone, in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know him, but fuck him, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's the one, the only, Brian Rails, live on a very special edition of B-Train's Off the Rails Uncensored. How's it going? Now, I just got done watching the Yankees, and there's a scary moment at the ballpark today. This kid got hit in the face pretty bad with the foul ball, and the players kneeled down and started praying. Anyways, just give some insight, because I've seen some pretty scary moments at ballparks before. I just thought I'd get that off my chest. I know this has nothing to do with pro wrestling. So, prayers go out to that child that got hit pretty bad. And EMTs came to that child and ensured that he was still okay. So, it's just crazy how things happen in public. Again, getting off subject here. So, why don't we all get our minds right, or get my mind right, and let's have a SmackDown Live review, shall we? Obviously, my tech here didn't know SmackDown Live is not the entrance theme, the opening entrance, that is. Anyways, could you really just move that out of the thing, because I just... Gentlemen, so let's see here. Yeah, Ty Dillinger versus Baron Corbin. Let's see here. All right, this may be. Actually, no, this is not an old episode, but Ty Dillinger. Let's see here, Aiden English. Oy vey. I do know who I wrote this report's kind of a week behind, because obviously this is not the report that I needed. But anyways, I do know that Aiden English did interfere in a match between Rusev and Randy Orton. Randy Orton ended up losing that match thanks to Aiden English aiding Rusev to the victory. Not sure what to make of that match, other than it was probably a filler. So, okay. AJ Styles versus Baron Corbin. There we go. This is the... Let's see here. Yeah. Aiden English versus Randy Orton. So Randy Orton ends up winning that match, and Randy Orton faced Rusev. Rusev won that by a thrust kick, thanks to Aiden English. That match, you know, ended up being the way it was. Moving forward, Hype Bros versus New Day. New Day ends up getting the victory. Big shocker there. There's another thing that I enjoy, and it's women's wrestling. And so you had Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair versus Naomi versus Tamina for the number one contender's shot for Natalya's WWE SmackDown Live Women's Championship. Now, how fitting was it that she tried celebrating, it gets interrupted by, you know, Tamina, by Charlotte, by Naomi. So basically, that set up the match for the main event. Main event was a pretty good one. There's a lot of breaking up the counts, this, that, the other. I tell you right now, the way that WWE has things structured and going on right now with Charlotte Flair facing Natalya, some people said it was something to do with the fact that they felt sorry for her and that that is why she acquired a main event at Hell in a Cell. If anybody forgotten what happened last year, it was Sasha versus Charlotte in the very first ever women's Hell in a Cell, and they being creative and WWE staff, they're known for shitting on matches that are historic. By shitting on them, the results is not what I'm mad about. It's the quality of the match is what I got upset with. There's so many things that you can do at Hell in a Cell. Just ask Mick Foley. I mean, the man's been thrown off that cage so many times. It's not a joke. It's not a laughing joke. What am I getting at? The match between Charlotte and Natalya kind of was a foregone conclusion once her dad, Ric Flair, was released from the hospital, and we're all glad that he's okay. Rick is like a cat, man. He's got so many lives in his back pocket. So we also mentioned it was not out of pity. That match, Charlotte earned her right to go to Hell in a Cell to face Natalya. Now everybody's wondering about, well, what if Carmella cashes? I don't care. If Carmella cashes it in, she cashes it in. It's no big fucking deal. I mean, look at Edge. Edge was the most hated guy in WWE by a lot of the fans, and now they love him. So if Carmella wins her first ever SmackDown Live Women's Championship, she'll have gone further than any of her cohorts so far, Enzo and Cass. Now, I know I didn't elaborate on the AJ Styles-Baron Corbin match. Simply because I wanted to get some of your reactions about why some of you Baron Corbin, some of you dislike him. What's the skinny on the fan side of things based mainly solely on Baron Corbin? So here's the thing. AJ Styles versus Baron Corbin. Shane, you know, starts off the show basically trying to get a hold of his emotions. Okay, well, so that match ended up in a no contest. Have a feeling that there's going to be a match at Hell in a Cell, Baron Corbin versus AJ Styles for the United States Championship, blah, 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 SmackDown Live. Some of you are wondering why Asuka should not go to SmackDown, why it is a must that she stay put on Monday Night Raw. Well, speaking from experience, you know, watching her on NXT, she completely mowed down everybody. And wouldn't it be interesting to see again her versus Nia Jax, her versus Sasha Banks, her versus any female, because she'll completely destroy them. I mean, it's inevitable that you're not going to see, or that you're going to see Asuka just completely destroy people, okay? So please pay attention in the next few weeks, because she may show up at a pay-per-view. Might. But the collar elbow, or not collar elbow, the collar bone injury that she sustained on at NXT TakeOver in Brooklyn in the match versus Ember Moon, I can guarantee you there's going to be a lot of things that may not be mechanically right the first time around, but knowing Asuka, she's like a machine. She held the NXT Women's Championship for a full year. Do you have any idea how long she could hold the title on Monday Night Raw? She could be, well, hell, she could even hold that title for a year and a half, too, because nobody can touch her. Nobody. And that's just my humble opinion. She's an amazing worker. That's why Triple H and them put their faith in her, and Steve Corino and them, they put their faith in her. Why? Because she shows up and voila, she's there to work. And she, those matches that she's had, the Fatal 4-Way with Billie Kay, Peyton Royce, Nikki Cross, matches she's had with Ruby Riott, I mean, my God, Asuka is amazing. Oh, yes. And I'm going to touch on this next side of the SmackDown Live recap on Off the Rails Uncensored Edition. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to give my insight as usual and basically stumble upon something so great in my own head that I think most people are making the obvious comparison to. So I just thought I'd touch on that in just a few. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of personality. I know your anger, I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cost of personality. It's fitting that that theme hits, because here's the deal. Whenever you see Dolph Ziggler going out doing what he's doing, I'm pretty sure that CM Punk doesn't really care about what Dolph Ziggler is doing, because obviously he did it 4 years ago and it didn't ring well into the ears of WWE, because look at what's going on. You've got Kevin Owens, who obviously is trusted by the McMahons and creative staff of WWE to get things going on SmackDown Live, because obviously they weren't slacking. They're slacking in, you know, believability, because SmackDown turned into the show where, well, we only have great matches and we have awesome superstars that line up with every SmackDown Live. You've got Shinsuke Nakamura. You've got, well, Shinsuke Nakamura, AJ Styles, Ty Dillinger. You've got, I don't think Baron Corbin constitutes talent, but maybe I'll just mention his name just because. Okay, so you've got the Hype Brothers. You've got Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin. You've got New Day. You've got the Usos. And so far, you know, Dolph Ziggler hasn't really found a place. It's sad because he's a great wrestler. What are you doing? Oh, my God, I can't believe he's imitating all these people. Here's the word to the wise, people. If he's got you hooked into what he's doing, then he's obviously doing his job, because even though people, I don't understand why he's coming out to people's themes, then you're talking about it, right? So that's a new theme for WWE. Let's give him something to talk about. But the one problem that I have with how it's being done. It's like, okay, this is the watered PG version of what CM Punk was trying to, you know, trying to convey the message. It was the watered down PG message that CM Punk was trying to send to WWE and their creative staff. Now, Jimmy Jacobs is a brilliant genius that's on the SmackDown Live side of things, and the overall seer, the main head honcho, there's a lot of them. You know, if you read on the dirt sheets, if you read what discussion boards people are saying, it's not all Triple H, it's not all Stephanie, and there's more writers than just one, so you can't pinpoint the blame on one or two or three. Just the thing that bothers me about the whole Dolph Ziggler segment is, well, okay, what'll be the end result? Is he, you know, with all the attention he's getting, he's kind of Heath Slatering it. There's a lot of, it's not good comparison to Heath Slater. Heath Slater is an amazing dude. But this is what Heath Slater did back in 2012, I believe. When it was Raw, no, actually 2013. Raw 1000th, when he was insulting legends like Vader, asking the legend, you know, all these legends came out, though, and beat his ass. Dolph Ziggler, he's just imitating people. One was dead, Randy Savage, actually two. Ultimate Warrior, Randy Savage, they're not all dead, okay. Shawn Michaels, and then Shawn Michaels, Triple H, and DX. It's not getting... It's getting a half-and-half reaction, basically. I mean, I understand what he's trying to do. He obviously got our reaction, so he's winning so far. But there are those of us that notice certain things. Isn't he intentionally trying to rip off CM Punk? Because if he, I guarantee you, you'd get the biggest pop out of any crowd if he goes out to CM Punk's entrance theme, down the ramp, does the whole, it's clobbering time. I mean, that would be the time, in my opinion, for WWE to capitalize on mending fences with CM Punk. Even though CM Punk said, I will never, ever grace WWE's ring again. Never say never in WWE. The reason why I referenced the title to CM Punk is because the man that helped break down so many barriers in WWE. Even Triple H enjoyed the promo, even though it hit home. Even though now there's a... I don't know. Some people are dumb enough to think that there's a bit of rivalry between CM Punk and Triple H. No. I guarantee you, what issue I have with Dolph Ziggler doing what he's doing, is there supposed to be a purpose to it? Is there supposed to be a reason why he's going out there imitating wrestlers and, you know, the crowd doesn't know what to make of it? They're just quiet. That's bad because, I mean, he got boos finally when it was Ultimate Warrior and it was in Las Vegas. And you see Dana Warrior. And all I can tell you is it's one thing, you know, to do cheap imitations and imitate other people's gimmicks. And I'm sure they get a laugh out of it because you're not really getting the crack. Perhaps maybe I might suggest this, but the next time you're in my neck of the woods, you might want to try that shit in the East Coast. Because you'll get, you know how... Dolph Ziggler knows how to pop crowds. The only problem is he's not working against anybody on SmackDown Live, so they just let him imitate wrestlers? Hell, that'd be easy making millions of dollars doing that shit now, wouldn't it? What's he going to do next? Walk out on stilts and imitate the Big Show? I don't know how ridiculous and how dumb this is going to get. But watching him... A guy with the caliber and talent that Dolph has, and the fact that he's mad that he's not being utilized. Dude, you're about 4 years way too late because we as fans have already seen this shit. It's called CM Punk, the Raw Pipe Bomb, where, you know, he basically held the show hostage, sat down, you know, sat on his ass, and basically went to town by saying, "I'm sorry I looked at the fourth wall. Hi, Vince. How are you? Probably got in trouble for looking at the fourth wall once, twice, too many times." And he explained why he was upset with WWE. He said, "My contract is up. I don't know where I'm going to be in the near future, yada, yada." So, again, there are certain things you got to understand on both sides. There's two sides to every story. So what's wrong with Dolph Ziggler? Nothing's wrong with him. It's just the approach and the timing's not there. Some people may disagree. Actually, I can guarantee you that, oh, they're just saving him for Hell in a Cell. What's the plan for Hell in a Cell? I mean, are there big plans for Dolph Ziggler? I'm pretty sure that when somebody covered him the last time, they said, you know, "We didn't quite know what to make of this. We didn't know what was going on." I don't know what's going on either, because, yes, although he's doing some very heel-like stuff, you know, my friend got pulled, reeled in with the bait, because certain fans, they understand the art of it, and certain fans, they just don't quite comprehend why certain things go the way they do. Like on SmackDown Live, it's a pretty structured show. Every show is structured. And sometimes you go off the panhandle and just be like, okay, let's see this guy come out and do three entrance themes and imitate whatever he can do, or imitate whomever he can imitate. In my book, that's okay. I don't give a fuck about the imitations. It's just the timing is so awkward. They do it in the middle of the show, so he's been reduced to doing that crap. Oh, and another thing. Speaking of mouthing off about your own company, I think Roman Reigns did a fantastic job on his promo on Monday Night Raw. Now, what does this have to do with a SmackDown Live recap and Dolph Ziggler mouthing off at the wrong time? You imagine it takes so long for a guy who doesn't like using the mic, but he finally showed people that he could mic a little bit? Okay, granted, it may not be to your standard of what he should be mic-wise. And a lot of people say that Paul Heyman should be Roman Reigns' mouthpiece. Yes, I agree. But at the same token, Roman proved that he could talk on the microphone. He even used a video clip to demonstrate how detestable John Cena really was. And that, to me, not just, it made me think, okay, they finally went loose. This is an awesome moment. But were there other moments on Raw that were captivating compared to SmackDown? Not really. Because SmackDown Live is a different, you know, it's a different brand, different breed, different structure, a different level of entertainment, and also keeps fans intrigued because supposedly they're the underdog roster, the underrated roster, and now they're the roster with a guy who mouths off about his own company. It's kind of bringing back memories of a certain somebody. Oh, yeah, CM Punk. There are certain things that people don't understand when you mouth off the company because you're told to, you do whatever is told to you. However, Dolph Ziggler's been known to be very loyal to WWE and also loyal to his own comedy show. But the only problem is the only ones who know of Dolph Ziggler are his wrestling fans, not well known outside of WWE. Now, he got a humble beginning in WWE and OVW. Okay, so from there, he was part of the Spirit Squad in 2006. So 11 years he's been in this business. Now, he's been compared to several people, Shawn Michaels, Billy Gunn. Oh, okay. I think what you're thinking of is the fact that Dolph Ziggler comes out, and it seems as if the only answer we have for him is, can you please shut the hell up? I don't think that's the answer to shutting him up, because he's still going to say, is this what it takes? You guys don't even care about me anymore, yada, yada, yada. I mean, honestly, that gimmick's going to get old. It already has gotten old, in my opinion, because, look, they keep imitating. He imitated Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and DX. He's imitated the Ultimate Warrior, Randy Savage, Naomi. I mean, it's getting to the point where, what's next? Hulk Hogan, Sergeant Slaughter, Mae Young? I mean, I don't... What is the purpose of this whole thing? Is it to say that you guys want CM Punk back so bad, we're just going to give you a cheap imitation? That's like going to a buffet and you eat Chinese food that they say is like Western Chinese food, and they just put the chicken in sauce and put it out on there in that nasty, you know, lamp-heated silver pan, and you say, oh, this food's great. Okay. When someone has the ability to just shoot because they shoot from the heart and they feel it and they're not faking, I can guarantee you, guys, that eventually somebody is going to say something. And will this end? I don't know. Dolph Ziggler basically is playing the imitation game because he gets the crowd talking, he gets people buzzing on social media. I don't have an issue with him doing that. My best friend and I, you know, saw this same Dolph Ziggler have 5-star quality matches versus The Miz. The dude even put his career on the line. So it's not like we've forgotten about you. We certainly have not. Because he's trying to ease people into the idea that he's a rebel and that he's trying to say this is what WWE has. That just comes at a bad time, because not only are you saying this with a roster that has Bobby Roode, that has Shinsuke Nakamura, and now has Kevin Owens, or, you know, you're thinking to yourself, okay, so what's going on? Are we reliving wrestling history? Are we reliving our past? Some of the fans may not realize this, but when you got people that are rebels, like Stone Cold Steve Austin or The Rock at one point, or, oh, what's the name here? Ambrose, Seth Rollins. In my opinion, you pick and choose where you go, because creative, if they get a hold of you and you're told to do this, do it. Add your own fucking flavor to it, man. I'm not saying go completely off the cuff, but add your own flavor to it. Don't plagiarize somebody else's career. It feels like Dolph Ziggler's doing exactly what CM Punk did 4 years ago. And it's the cheap PG version of it, because he obviously hasn't, you know, decided to call out Vince, decided to call out Stephanie, decided to call out Shane. I guarantee you there's going to be something said to Dolph Ziggler. Nobody's really gotten a hold of him yet, though, because, you know, Daniel Bryan was busy with the women's division. He's busy sorting out the Kevin Owens situation with Shane McMahon. And also the AJ Styles, Baron Corbin situation. So there's a lot of dynamics going on SmackDown Live. And from what I can tell you is, as a podcast host, as a fan, as somebody that's watched WWE for quite some time, Ring of Honor, PWG, IWGP, ICW, in the UK, not here in the States, I can tell you if there's a guy that everyone talks about, like, for example, Darby Allin, A.R. Fox, Sammy Callahan, Ethan Page, you name it, okay? There's certain guys, Cody Rhodes, not just because he's formerly of WWE, but, you know, what he's doing in Ring of Honor, he's a champion. Something that WWE never capitalized on and could have. They did so with Randy Orton. They did so with, hell, they did it with a few other legendary superstars. Dolph Ziggler does not have any superstar lineage. He doesn't have a father or mother that was involved in the wrestling business. But he does have what we call intrigue, fan intrigue. And that is a term used when fans are saying, why is he doing this? That's a very small victory, or big victory in his favor. When people start asking questions, not asking questions, but saying, well, fuck you too, yada, yada, yada. In other words, my question is why? Why are you trying to shove this in our faces? You know, just like the subtleties between, or the subtle comparisons between CM Punk and Dolph Ziggler. That's cute. Did CM Punk ever come out of the curtain and imitate Howard Finkel, or did he ever come out the curtain and imitate Vince McMahon? No, but I'm pretty sure that people say, well, he lost out on his opportunity because he, listening to the Colt Cabana podcast, fucked himself over. In certain ways, guys, if you listen to the entire story, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get a lot of heat for saying this, but there's two sides to every story. You can pick and choose which one you want to believe. Is there any hostility between Punk and Triple H? Is there any hostility between Punk and Vince McMahon? I don't know. You'd have to ask these individuals if the timing was correct and not, you know, while you're an extra being in WWE, or not when you're at a pool party with these guys, or if you ever get that opportunity. Point is, the subtle comparison between CM Punk and Dolph Ziggler, they're two different individuals in ring style. Now, when it comes to lashing out at the company because you're not satisfied, I don't know what to make of this. It's been labeled as mystery because no one really knows why he's doing this, and that's kind of what I'm getting at. What is the reasoning for coming out as the Ultimate Warrior is not in our control, but you know what? After what I've seen, I don't think that I care. I mean, I'm obviously discussing it. I'm obviously making it my priority to talk about, so therefore, I think Ziggler kind of wins. Say that in the nicest possible way. What does it mean for Hell in a Cell? I don't know. Maybe he'll have a match, maybe he won't. Does the front office not care anymore? Again, guys, these are questions that can be answered on Russell Radio's Instagram at Russell_radio at Instagram.com. I'm going to take a breather just a minute, folks, and promote wrestling schools and the advertisements. Russell Radio advertisements brought to you by Crazy Incorporated, where crazy is the only in way to think. All right, so if you'd like to attend a wrestling school seminar, by all means, attend the World Famous Monster Factory seminar, October 13th and 14th. It would be a great opportunity to get your opportunity to be featured on Monster Factory show this coming Saturday. Make sure you bring your gear. Make sure you bring your gimmick. Make sure you bring, well, obviously yourself. For more information, go to monsterfactory.org. That is M-O-N-S-T-E-R, factory, F-A-C-T-O-R-Y.org. Be sure to contact the one, the only, world's famous head trainer, coach, and head honcho and owner. I just like throwing those nicknames out there because Bada Boom, coolest of all in the room. Danny Cage, how's it going? Be sure to message him if you have any inquiries or questions about his school. Also, be sure to message him or follow the instructions and follow the link on Eventbrite that is linked on monsterfactory.org. They will pick you up from the airport, ladies and gentlemen. Just tell them where you are flying from so that they can pick you up. They will feed you. They won't clothe you, just so you know. They have sleeping bags there. So you'll sleep at the Monster Factory. You wake up, you train. You have a great time. You do promos. You do a whole bunch of stuff. Now, am I negating the other school that I mentioned quite a bit in Kansas City? The only wrestling school in Kansas City, National Wrestling League, TPC, located in North Kansas City, Missouri. For more information about joining the school, there is a phone number on their website at NWLFightKansasCity.com, NWLFightLink.com. They just recently got done with a show in Overland Park, Kansas, at the Oakland Community Center. I got to say that, you know, I was impressed. National Wrestling League, they sold out a house show. And to me, that was pretty amazing. Anyways, this concludes the advertisement section. Although, briefly, if you'd like to sign up for WWE Network, you can do so by going to WWENetwork.com, signing up with a valid credit card or debit card, also, or a reloadable WWE Network card. It's $29.97 for the network card. You get your first full month free. And with that network card of $29.97, you get the next 3 months. So you get 4 months total. If you don't like it, you know, I suggest you just at least try it. And it's $9.99 per month. It's the same as Hulu. It's the same as Monster Factory Network on the Monster Factory Network. You can catch Monster Factory Tuesdays and also now Mondays right after Monday Night Raw. And sometimes you can catch NWL TPC shows on certain Wednesdays of month. So come out, check out NWL TPC, Monster Factory Network. Also, for those of you who are loving Evolve CZW, you can catch all the awesome action at Flow Slam. Catch their live events as well with Matthew Riddle, Darby Allin, Ethan Page, Ty Cobb, Palmer, so on and so forth. So enjoy the awesome footages of wrestling, the awesome matches. Well, that concludes our advertisements, ladies and gents. Back to the discussion at hand. Dolph Ziggler has gone crazy. And whatever shall we do to get him back to the way he used to be? This isn't a Boys to Men song, for crying out loud, man. This is wrestling where shit happens. You just got to ebb and flow, work through the ebbs and flows of this madness. Just enjoy, sit back and enjoy the craziness that is Dolph Ziggler. Now, you don't hear people griping about Elias Samson coming out with a guitar and singing his heart's, you know, to his heart's content. So, you know, there is that option where you guys can enjoy that. But that one, the reason why I bring him up is because Elias is naturally booed. He's, you know, a natural heel. Uses the guitar sometimes to his advantage. They put him in action. With Dolph Ziggler, it's like a train wreck. It seemed like a good idea on paper, but now it just looks like complete and utter bullshit. Nobody's fooled by it. I mean, you watch him, it's like listening to Natalia, you know, back in the day, she was the Diva Women's Championship or whatever. It took 7 years for her to be SmackDown Live Women's Champion. It's like listening to her promo. It's like listening me to describe to you all how the Raiders have been screwed for 30-plus years by the officials. But now, that's, you know, that's off topic. I know. What I'm saying is I don't necessarily know what to make of it. Is it... Some people may say, well, did he get a reaction? Yeah. Did he make you hate him? No. He imitated my childhood hero, Shawn Michaels. Okay. Now, if he starts imitating guys like Jericho and, I don't know, if he imitates anybody else, that's completely up to him. It's completely where, I mean, they've obviously given him the green light in making fun of even a female. They are booing his ass because they're like, well, why are you, you know, lashing out if you're not doing a damn thing about it? It's because maybe they're giving him the role of coward heel, you know, talk about everybody but don't fix himself. Deal? I don't know. I'm not trying to overanalyze this shit. I'm just being honest. And the honest truth is, I feel, as a longtime wrestling fan, I've seen this before. That's the feel of it. CM Punk is probably, you know, just because somebody had to say something out of the woodwork on a podcast, is probably going to end up on their show. Okay? Because Michael Hayes is notorious for coming up with great builds, but he's not the writer for SmackDown Live. Like I said, there's 20 other writers that go and write different things, promo-wise, gimmick-wise, what's going to happen. But you look at the pattern. You know, last week, both SmackDown Live and Monday Night Raw were upping the ante on being above and beyond. No parental controls, no PG feeling about it. It was just amazing. Then they go to a toned-down version show. And even in the toned-down versions, like, you notice Dolph Ziggler, you know, when he comes out, he's like, maybe if I went and did this. Are you fucking kidding me? You're making him out to be a joke. Or maybe he's making himself out to be one, because obviously it's hearsay. Everybody and their mother is talking about him now because it's not in a good way. They're like, oh, as long as he talks about him, that's a positive thing. Excuse me. While I barf into a Home Depot bucket while thinking about that logic in pro wrestling. Sometimes it's best if you keep your mouth shut about the way they do things. And sometimes it's not okay because you want your fans to be entertained, right? The fans with the IQ of 12, which is about 68 to 72% of WWE fans. Then you have the smarks and the condescending assholes. The condescending assholes know all the terminologies. They wrestled once upon a time in their backyard. Or they wrestled, you know, a long time for this organization, so they know how shit works. Let me tell you something. Nobody knows how wrestling works. Because obviously it keeps recycling itself into whatever it recycles itself into. Because Dolph Ziggler kind of took what CM Punk did in 2013, took the emblem of shooting on WWE as a whole. I'm surprised that they haven't really amped it up even further. So with 14 minutes left, I'm going to sit here and say this. if you don't stop this bullshit of making him out to be a fool, you're going to lose him to Ring of Honor just like you lost Cody Rhodes. Just saying. Dolph Ziggler knows exactly what he's doing, and you guys think you know what you're doing. But I say that because some fans, if they had the ability to run or help run a show, they would definitely say, okay, let's, you know, it's just, as much as I rib Michael Hayes, he is right on one thing. Or rip him. He said, it's all about when you go to your players, you know, it's like running a football team. You execute the play. Make sure now, but they have to be the ones to execute it. So now Dolph Ziggler is executing a play that somebody gave him. It's just not resonating with the fans. And hang on a second, I got a phone call here. Hello? Who am I speaking
Hello.
To?
This is Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going good. What's
okay.
How's
so
it going with you?
Do you have... Oh, nothing. I'm just relaying to fans my thoughts on what Dolph Ziggler's doing. It's not really reaching any bit of the fan. To me, in my opinion, what he's doing is basically reminding me of what CM Punk did 4 years ago, and it got to the fans a lot better, the message that it was trying to send.
I think what he's doing, it's a waste of time. I agree that the fans, they're not, you know, I guess reacting, I guess the way the creative is intending for them to do. And, you know, I mean, it's a shame, for, Dolph Ziggler, because he's really getting lost in the mix of things. Cause you know, I'm sure you and I can agree, his inside the ring performances are always above par. He's one of the best sellers and bumpers and just all around workers in the business. But you know, I don't want to come on and say, you know, it's the people in the back that are holding him back, but it's possibly his desire, you know. And you can kind of, I mean, I don't know, for the past, I guess you could say 2 years, he hasn't really, like, his demeanor. I mean, he was playing his persona as Dolph Ziggler, but I don't know. I don't know if you can agree with me. It just, he hasn't seemed like he's cared.
I think, though, if they were to go about it in a different way instead of making it look like the fucking fool, and I'm sorry, but I've met a Michael Hayes, and I've met Jimmy Jacobs, and I don't know them. I do know it's highly fucking irritating what Michael Hayes does with the fucking people. It's, he either stereotypes them, or he makes fans remember in a, hey, fuck you, I'm the one running the show kind of way. And he ain't the one overseeing SmackDown Live, but he is the one of the ones that gets the final say in what goes through and what doesn't. He doesn't dislike Dolph, but I find it annoying. It's like, oh, we're going this direction and the fans are going to go for it. Man, for the last time, his way of thinking is the 1988 way of booking. And the way that they're booking Dolph Ziggler right now, I'll just tell you, it's ridiculous. And if CM Punk is watching or if he's listening to this show, I'm sorry, dude, but he's taking a page out of your book. And if you're that fed up with WWE and they're watering it down so that they don't have any legalities or any lawsuits, it's bullshit.
Well, I think
it's basically what it is.
I've read certain places. I can't really give credit to where I've read it or heard it, but you know, I guess this contract is up at the end of the year. And you know, I think him going the Cody Rhodes route, possibly Ring of Honor, New Japan, hit the indie scene up for a little bit. You know, it might be refreshing for him, and it can up his stock. You know, he's, I believe, what, 2-time world champion. You know, so he's a former WWE champion, man, Intercontinental, I think, even United States, and you know, that's stock somewhere. I think everybody respects him. Maybe he needs a break from WWE in general.
I think he's burned out because there's nothing left for him to do. But the problem is they have him on the wrong fucking roster. SmackDown Live, no matter where you put him, Dolph Ziggler could succeed even if he lost a shit ton of weight and went to the cruiserweight. I guarantee you, you put him anywhere, he's an entertainer. But the problem is you've got The Miz, you've got everybody and their mother wanting Ty Dillinger, everybody and their mother wanting The New Day, which I'm sorry, I don't know what everybody's so obsessed about them, but they fucking blow more than
Jason
on a porn set. Because it's like the WWE, they shove people down our throats and expect us to cheer them, and then they realize, oh shit, we made a big mistake because look at our numbers. Well, if they would just put Dolph Ziggler on Monday Night Raw, have him join the Miztourage, or maybe throw a wrench into things and have him feud again with the Miz. Because everyone says now, because they're so stupid, Dolph Ziggler, The Miz is the top heel in WWE. Why? Because he gains a reaction from the crowd, right? He gets a reaction because he called out Enzo Amore for his shit. Okay, that's easy. Now you got fucking John Cena and Roman Reigns doing the same thing. I don't know if CM Punk kind of had an avalanche effect on these superstars, but come on. He's the one that set the trend for let loose, go with what your gut tells you, and just speak on the microphone from the heart, not from a fucking piece of paper.
Yeah, I agree with everything you're saying. I think, Vince McMahon has to look at and see, you know, the direction his company's going, and his major players are really being underutilized. So, you know, that's unfortunately, it's a shame. It wouldn't be the first time that a talent like Dolph Ziggler gets wasted or just, you know, kicked out to the front curb like garbage.
Some people say that it's unwise for you to mouth off to a company that you've never worked for. Keep in mind, you know, I don't like to divulge that I've worked for them at one point in time in my life, that I actually tried out for WWE in 2011 through NXT. But you know what? You can't look backwards. You got to look forward kind of thing. That's easier said than done when you're told, you know, if you're in this company, we'll pay for your, you know, training. We'll pay for your, not for your board and lodging, but we'll make sure that you get well taken care of. I can recall a time, dude, where I tried out and Dusty Rhodes is running shit, not Steve Corino. And, you know, and Bill DeBott was in the vicinity, but from what I understand is WWE is a machine. I get it. You know, you're going to still have fans that cheer for certain events because I'm going to Survivor Series. I've never been. But I've been to Mania. I've been to WrestleMania. I've been a WWE extra. I've been, you know, I've seen what the stars are like behind the scenes. They're normal people. But when you see guys like Dolph Ziggler get thrown through the ringer more than one time, it's kind of unfair that they're shoving The Miz in semi-main events, and they say, well, how is it unfair? He works really hard. He does his promos really well. I don't give a flying fuck, because to me, there's got to be a guy that can knock him off his perch. Oh, wait. He's preoccupied right now with Brock Lesnar. And so The Miz is constantly a discussion because, oh, he, you see what he did with Renee on the after show? Really? So we completely forgot what happened 4 years ago when CM Punk dropped the pipe bomb on Monday Night Raw when Triple H wasn't even impressed with it and said, okay, you know, that was the moment. That's what flipped the switch in my head. Is that what it takes for WWE to get the attention going to them? Is somebody has to speak ill of our company and then we won't, you know, give them a good treatment? That's what I'm confused about. I don't know about you, but it irritates me to the point where I'm thinking, okay, I've been through the company before. I don't know how it works now compared to 2011, 2012. But it seems like I haven't missed much because what they're doing to Dolph Ziggler is exactly what they were dumb enough to do to Enzo and Cass. And that's, you killed your highest merch sales only because you want to put your favorites in front. And that's what that's kind of why I go back and forth with watching them.
No, hey, look, you and do you know what you're talking about? I mean, you're making some points that make so much sense and that, you know, I wouldn't even think about. Can I ask you this? Just, I mean, I know it's we're looking far out. If you were given like the Booker details, I guess you can say, and you know you got March 6 months away, I guess the Mania. How would you, if they just said, hey, here, we're giving you creative control, what are your plans for Mania?
What would you build up to go to Mania?
Like, I mean, you put on paper, say, like, you know, Roman Reigns versus Brock. I'm just using that as an example. But, you know, obviously you got to build up to it for the next 6 months. But what would you build up to make your perfect Mania? And, I mean, you know, we're using just the top stars. I don't expect you to go in there and give me the Cruiserweight Classic or the Cruiserweight Division or anything like that. But just the main
here's
players.
Here's my deal. I basically would do this, and that is I'd take a look at what I have on the card, and I'd make sure that, you know, I have Bray Wyatt, let's say I have Bray Wyatt, Finn Balor. I have Shinsuke Nakamura. I have a lot of things that are going on. And I only have a minute left in this episode, but I am going to say this before I leave. But if I had to book anything that's the way I can, I would keep the builds the same, like Finn versus Bray, not make it stale. I would add a different opponent, like have different creative juices flowing and saying, okay, I want these two to go at it, but I want to space it out. I want Bray to play mind games with Finn. And then in the last 2 weeks, I want them to go at each other, but I want to keep them healthy. And let's say I've got the main event, I've got my champions, Brock Lesnar, and I've got Jinder Mahal. Well, basically, I would say, dude, that I would keep the champions as healthy as I can and have the number one contenders matches obviously on lock. So I would make sure that the matches made sense, the builds, the promos, everything would make sense. I would make sure that everything possible could go right, but, you know, that does not to say because injuries can happen for Raw and for SmackDown. So I would say